Global warming is the rise in temperature of the Earth's atmosphere. It's said that by the time a baby born today is 80 years old, the world will be 6.5 degrees warmer than it is now. If Earth gets hotter, some important changes could happen. Water expands when it's heated, and oceans absorb more heat than land, so sea levels would rise. Sea levels would also rise due to the melting of the glaciers and sea ice. Cities and coasts would flood. Places that usually get lots of rain and snowfall might get hotter and drier. Lakes and rivers could dry up. There would be more droughts, making it hard to grow crops. Less water would be available for drinking, showers, and swimming pools. Some plants and animals might become extinct because of the heat. Hurricanes, tornadoes, and other storms, which are caused by changes in heat and water evaporation, may get more common. By the summer of 2050, temperatures will have risen by around 2 degrees or more in England and Wales, 1 to 2 degrees for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Just a small rise in temperature will result in more hot days in cities. It's difficult to ascertain whether the world weather is becoming or will become more extreme. The consequences of these changes are far-reaching. Consider, for example, that floods and droughts are likely to increase in number and severity. Diseases such as malaria spread by mosquitoes depend on local climate, especially temperature. Different flora and fauna flourish under various climate regimes, but cannot respond quickly to change. Nature reserves, often established to protect particular species, may no longer be located within a climate hospitable to that species, making them prone to disease and pests. Humans are more adaptable to different climates, but heat and water stress are likely to become more of a problem. By sharing technologies, experience, and resources, we can hopefully lower the greenhouse gas emission and reduce the threat of global climate change. Choose clean energy options where available, such as wind, solar, and wave power. These do not emit greenhouse gases and are renewable. Individually, we can recycle material, insulate our homes, take public transport, and think about energy efficiency in the home. The effects of global warming and a changing climate will not be felt equally across our planet. Poorer nations are generally more vulnerable to the consequences. We're confident that putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere will lead to a continued warming of the Earth's surface. However, there will be consequential changes in the climate system, which will either magnify or reduce the rate of warming. Our incomplete understanding of this feedback leads to substantial uncertainty in the predictions. A balance is needed between the needs of the living and our obligations to future generations.